Good morning. You know what a picture album is? What is a picture album? You put pictures in them, yes. And I have some pictures of our kids, grandkids, different ages, you know, as they get older, you can see how they grow and they change, just like you. You get older and you change, right? Why do parents keep pictures? You have any idea why they might keep pictures? Because they can't stand you, right? They want to be reminded of, you know, the pain. No, they keep pictures of you because they love you. Because you are their sons and daughters, right? Yeah, that is truly why they do that. Jesus was baptized. And when Jesus was baptized, the Bible says his father said something at his baptism. He said, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Now, why did the father love the son? Simply because he was his son. Not because he did wonderful, great things. He loved them simply because he said, "This is my son whom I love." We don't love our kids or our grandkids because they perform, or because they have a good job, or because they get good grades, or because they do as they're told. We love our children and our grandchildren simply because they're our children and grandchildren, period. You know what? You know what? You look like you're staring out there. You know what? Your mom and dad love you and 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 you. You know why? Because they're your kids. That's right. That's all. No matter what, they love you because you are theirs. Okay? Well, God loves you too, and he wants you to be his child. And you are through baptism and faith. We become God's child. And you know what God says to you? I love you. That's what God says to you. He says, "I love you just as you are." All right? So I want you to remember that, because you're God's child, son, daughter, and he loves you, period. All right. What did the father say to the son when he was baptized? "You are my son." And then what did he say? "I love." What else? "You." Thank you. All right.